TSN 1040 presents Just Here for the Beer, Canada's original dedicated beer and spirits radio show.
Beer.
Now, Just Here for the Beer Radio, here's your host, Joe Leary.
Just Here for the Beer Radio is sponsored by 12 Kings at the corner of 12th and Kingsway in Vancouver, your local sports hub for all sports with sound, along with pinball, foosball, pool, and darts. And don't forget Thursday night's trivia night with the legendary DJ Storm. We're broadcasting Just Here for the Beer from the John B. Pub on Austin Avenue in Coquitlam. Joe Leary along with Rick Mohabir, our producer, Mr. Justin Kwan. Jimmy Darbyshire joins us from Russell Brewing Company. Yes. We welcome you back to the show, back to the land of North America, because I was watching your social media stuff. You recently spent time in Italy.
I did.
How was that?
Oh, wow. That was great.
Did you enjoy a beer over there?
I went to Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And enjoyed the spectacle that is Oktoberfest. Yeah. It was wild.
Yeah.
We actually got taken care of. I met the chairman of Oktoberfest on a trip to China earlier this year.
And oh, wow.
So he took care of us and put us up and showed us a really good time. And they really know how to do it up there.
Oh, I'm sure
they know how to throw a good party.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
and we got engaged.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
congratulations.
Yeah. You didn't get engaged at Oktoberfest, did you?
Almost. Almost. But I decided to do it in Italy, little more romantic.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, and the date is pending, or did you set a date, or what?
No. We're still celebrating the engagement.
Well, you know what? If you're going to get a haul somewhere and you want to do it on the cheap, I got some beer hookups I can talk to you about. Speaking of which, my goodness. So, what's new with the world of Russell? The last time we talked, you were doing that collab with the dog.
We did.
With Ben's, what was his name?
Mr. Bentley.
Mr. Bentley the dog.
Yes.
And how did that work out?
That was great. We're going to do a Czech presentation here in the new year for Make-A-Wish, which was very well received. It was a great collab. We were super happy to do that. That was sort of where we left things off.
Well, this dog has this crazy Instagram following.
Oh, yeah.
I think six digits anyway. I mean, it's
oh, yeah. He has got a lot of followers. He just had his second hip surgery
a couple
weeks ago.
Okay.
But he's on the mend, and we're going to take the winner in the new year up on a helicopter tour with the dog. So we're excited to do that.
So what was big for, as we look back on the previous 12 months, what was the big hit of the Russell?
Oh, wow.
Brewery.
We had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
We produce more beers than we've ever done in the history of Russell in our 25 years. Yeah, our 25-year anniversary is coming up.
Right.
So I think we produced 40 beers this year, 40 new
beers.
Wow. Which is, you know.
Now, you know, one thing I feel we should have asked a long time ago, because I remember I go back to the days of the Russell brothers when they started this venture up, and it was out of a little, really unassuming little, I won't even call it a strip mall, just an industrial, but a small industrial part of Surrey, which I'm sure has grown since. Where is Russell based now? Do you have a tasting room and all that good stuff?
So we're in the same location that we opened up in back in 95.
Yeah.
So we've just taken over more spaces in that little industrial space and grown accordingly. We are in the literally just waiting for the stamp of approval from the city of Surrey for our tasting room. The contractor's just waiting we're waiting to break ground. So we're hoping to get that stamp before the end of the year. And we're hoping to have our tasting room open, early next year.
Well, it's funny because, Rick, I remember when Jimmy and I first met up to talk about coming on and being a sponsor of the show, you forget that, 25 years in the craft beer game.
It's huge.
That's ancient.
Yeah.
So Russell really was one of the foundations of craft beer.
We were one of the original 10 breweries which, really, I think, helped pave the way for what craft beer is today.
Sure.
Obviously, the landscape's changed. We've got, 200-plus breweries now in BC. And, the competition's fierce, but, we're as we've talked about before, we've had to do a rebrand and sort of reinvent ourselves. And that's just to stay current and relevant and keep up with the times. I think we've done a good job of
Well, and you've played a hand in that because you've had some dibs on the designs for cans and whatnot.
Yeah, it's been super exciting for me because, you know, they've basically given me a clean slate to, they said, you know, you go do you and you know, reinvent Russell. And it's been super exciting. The last 2 years has been a super exciting time at Russell. We're a little late to the party with having a tasting room. I think there's only two breweries that don't have a tasting room. It's us and Cole Harbor, and we're sort of in a race to.
Yeah, but you're only 25 years in. There's no rush.
Yeah,
no
exactly. Only 25 years old. But
so we've had of our existing roster of sponsors of Just Here for the Beer. You know, we've seen Bomber rebrand. We've seen Granville Island rebrand. We've seen Russell rebrand.
We've seen Red Truck redo some
stuff
too.
We've seen Red Truck. Yeah. But suffice it to say that not every time somebody rebrands, it resonates with the audience, and sometimes they have to rebrand the rebrand.
Yes.
I can't think of anyone in particular, but I'm just saying. So what kind of feedback have you guys had from the rebranding of Russell?
It's been interesting because there's a lot of people that have come to us and gone, you know, you must be new.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're not new. We've been around for 25 years. But it just goes to show that, you know, a lot of people... you know, we only have a few brands that really resonate or that have resonated with people, which is, you know, our Angry Scotch, our Blood Alley Bitter. People know those beers. They don't know they're from Russell, but they've heard of those beers.
Right.
And now I think with our rebrand, people are starting to recognize the name Russell, and that's becoming our brand. Whereas before we sort of, the foot forward we were putting was, you know, with the names of our beers. And so that's sort of the big change that we've done is trying to make Russell push it to the forefront.
Well, it's been at the forefront, and again, as I mentioned, we tend to neglect to remember that 25 years in this business is a major milestone, and it probably the best thing you could have done was to just kind of splash it up a little bit and put it back in front of people. It's never been gone. I mean, you mentioned the Angry Scotch Ale. I used to do a lot of hosting in bars, and that was my go-to for the longest time. Unfortunately, two or three or four of those throughout a night, they creep up on you, man. They knock you down. But still a very, very good beer. What do you see? So 2020, we'll likely see the creation of the long-awaited Russell Brewing Tasting Room.
Yes.
Right?
We've got a couple of exciting things for the new year. Our tasting room, which we're pushing really hard to get that underway, and I can't announce it just quite yet. But we're going to be partnering with a group and opening up a restaurant in Squamish in the new year as well.
Wow!
Which again, we're also very excited about. So we've got our tasting room. We've got a new venture that we're looking at in Squamish. So things are moving along. We had an absolutely incredible year this year in terms of growth, and you know, the craft brewing industry is sort of has seen a bit of a decline this last year, and we were fortunate enough to see quite an increase in our sales, and so we're super, super pumped over at Russell with just the way things are going.
So it's been a good year. Got engaged. You got the holidays up now, and the future looks really bright for Jimmy Derbyshire and Russell Brewing.
Things are looking good.
Yeah. Have a great holiday season, man. We look forward to seeing you again in 2020.
Excellent. I look forward to being back.
Cheers.
Merry Christmas.